Original article approved by the editorial board. Comparison of fibrinogen concentration by Kloss methods and fibrinogen derived from prothrombin time in an automated coagulometer. Authors, Nadia Fusco, Analia Sosa, and Mariana Testuri. Summary. Introduction, fibrinogen is essential in hemostasis and clot formation. There are several methods for its quantification, being the Kloss method the recommended one due to its accuracy, as opposed to the method derived from prothrombin time, which tends to overestimate values. The purpose of this study is to compare both methods to corroborate whether there are significant differences in fibrinogen results in patients at the Central Hospital of the Armed Forces. Materials and methods. 153 patient samples were analyzed, divided into three groups. Group 1, elevated fibrinogen greater than 450 mg of sugar per deciliter and normal remaining crassus. Group 2, international normalized index greater than 1.4 and elevated fibrinogen. Group 3, low fibrinogen less than 200 mg of sugar per deciliter. The results of derived fibrinogen and the Kloss method were compared by passing Bobloke, Deming and Bland-Altman regression. Results, derived fibrinogen showed a positive bias in all groups. Although a linear relationship between both methods was confirmed, Bland-Altman analysis indicated statistically significant differences. The bias was 33% for groups 1 and 3, and 26% for group 2. Discussion and conclusion, the derived method overestimates fibrinogen levels, which can lead to erroneous diagnoses, particularly in patients with low or high levels. The Kloss method is more accurate and reliable, and should be preferred for patients with critical alterations such as hypofibrinogenemia or dysfibrinogenemia and for its correct use as a marker of systemic inflammation. Received for review, March 2024. Accepted for publication, June 2024.